Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood Ems Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band together.
Friday.
It's going to be fun. We're going to have some fun today over the next couple of hours. We're going to kick it off the way we like to with our friend Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. How you doing, Britt?
I'm good. It's Friday.
Yes.
And it's beautiful outside.
Yeah, it is clearing up a little bit. And from what I'm hearing, Brittany, it's supposed to more and more throughout the weekend.
Yeah, it should. Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that high pressure system that brought it here is still going to be here. So it's still going to be pushing a lot of the air from up high down to the surface. You know, it is still going to be a little smoky, I'm not going to lie, throughout the entire weekend. It won't be as bad as it was yesterday. It's already better. We're just in the orange level now, unhealthy for sensitive. And yes, it should stick between the orange and the yellow. Hopefully, as we go through the rest of the day today, maybe just yellow tomorrow. And then everything should start to change as we move into early next week and those winds start to move out of the south. Which that means, you know, the trade-off is bringing in more humidity and muggy air. So it's like we're either getting the dry, comfortable conditions and wildfire smoke or muggy, humid storms and heat. So
yeah.
That's what's behind all of this. Otherwise, no rain in the forecast until like Tuesday, and that's even a small chance. So staying pretty nice and dry. You know, a lot of the farmers are getting things done with these conditions, but it is hard to breathe. So take it easy out there still today. Tomorrow we are looking at highs, well actually today, tomorrow, and Sunday, flirting with about 80 degrees. Nice, crisp, comfortable, perfect summer temperatures. Again, hopefully more blue skies by tomorrow. It's still looking gray out there this morning. And patchy fog every single morning. So expect that throughout the weekend as well.
Not bad. Not bad. We can take it. Sounds like we're kind of adjusting. I would say the last two summers we've been adjusting to this, getting used to these wildfires and the winds and all that. Hopefully we're able to get out there, get some fun in throughout the next couple of weekends and as it clears up a little bit.
Yes, yes. Definitely take advantage of it. If you can tolerate the smoke, enjoy this weekend, because next weekend it's going to be probably feeling like triple digits again and thunderstorms. So just a heads up.
Yeah. Brittany, before I let you go, Terry and I a little bit later, we're going to get into a couple of things. If you had the option to hibernate for a season, would you do it?
Yeah.
But I'm not even going to bug you with what season. You can tell me if you want, but I don't want to put you on the spot. What?
Definitely spring. I think it's spring, the worst season. A lot of people love it. I don't, because it is just muddy, rainy, snow melty, wildfire season. There's nothing good about spring in my eyes. I all the others. But
I can see that. All right. Thank you. Thank you for playing along. I appreciate that. Terry and I will get into more later. We'll get our listeners' answers, but I appreciate that. You have a great weekend, Brittany. We'll meet back on Monday.
You too. Thanks.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us every morning. She'll be back with us next week. Be on the lookout for her updates throughout the week here, right here at WFHR. We got a couple of things we're going to get into. That is one of them, Terry. We got some science news a little bit later. We got that and a couple of other fun topics. We will kick off the 10 o'clock hour, of course. I sped past a couple of things. El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. That's coming up in a little bit. And then after our news and sports and entertainment break, we're going to make it a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Got a fun one lined up for you today. Get ready to call in and win some free Culver's. Then we'll get into the hibernating stuff and some of the science news I got. 10 o'clock hour, we'll kick things off talking some entertainment. What's new on your small screen, big screen, and your local theater stages? Also want to talk about Kraft coming out with a pizza-flavored mac and cheese. We will discuss.
Ugh.
Yeah, we got to discuss. But we kick off getting an update from our United Way of Southwood and Ems Counties. Terry, I wanted to talk a little bit with you about what's going on over there, because this is such a busy time of year for you guys the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, things are really ramping up, you know, getting ready for campaign and everything that we have, you know, that follows summer.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, of course, we have our Stuff the Desk and Stuff the Bus events. So today is the last day to register to receive school supplies. So if you haven't done that, registration is open May 1st through through August 1st. So today is it. It's weird that it's August, isn't it?
Yeah. I flipped the calendar and I couldn't get used to it still.
Yeah, a little crazy. So the way to register is to visit our website at uwswac.org. We need information about each of your children that will be attending school in the Southwood County area. And like I said, Today is the day. It's a big day. But, you know, really, really where we're focusing, starting to, you know, shift off of registration, certainly, is to school supplies. And so we need supplies. Registrations are almost at 900. So that's a lot.
Yeah.
So now imagine, 900 backpacks and, mm-hmm. you know, they need 4 folders, 4 notebooks, you know, so there's a lot that goes into these backpacks. So we count on the community to support as much of that as possible.
Mm-hmm.
We also leverage some other grants. We accept monetary donations. So it is it's a really strong collaborative effort, which I really like. On our core committee, we've got all of the local school districts represented, and there's a lot of thoughtful process that goes into all of it from the day registration opens, well, even before, all the way up through the last backpack being handed out on August 16th. So if you are willing and able, we definitely can use school supplies. Mm-hmm. We are looking for those to all be collected by August 7th, which is next week, Thursday. We are one of the sponsors at Lunch by the River that day, mm-hmm. And that's where you should bring your school supplies. We need them on or before August 7th, mm-hmm. because whatever we don't have at the end of the day, August 7th, we have to go buy.
Yeah.
And so, it's really hard if you're sitting, maybe you bought us 10 folders, mm-hmm. make sure we have them in time so we can get them in our count.
Yeah. It really, really goes a long way.
If August 7th doesn't work for you, they can be dropped off at the United Way office, 351 Oak Street, anytime between now and then. Or there's a whole list of businesses on our website where they have said, hey, we'll be a drop point, WFHR, WIRI mm-hmm. included. And so if there's some other business that's on your normal path where you would like to drop those off, that inclusive list is on our website, and maybe at the end of the show we could just zip through
Absolutely.
That list, and then people know exactly where the drop points are. Most needed items right now are backpacks, folders, single subject notebooks. Notebooks and folders should be just plain colored,
yeah.
No designs or cute puppies or kitties,
mm-hmm.
Because we just want to try to keep some consistency. So
yeah.
We also have a great need for markers. So you don't have to overthink it. Just like your 10 pack
basic
of Crayola markers
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like just the normal ones. Colored pencils, and then pencil boxes. They're like a little plastic box.
Yeah.
Those are the things that right now we anticipate having mm-hmm. the greatest need for. Of course, we don't know for sure until all the supplies are in, but just looking at the trend and what's been coming in so far, that's where we feel like we're going to have the greatest need. So backpacks, folders, notebooks, markers, and pencil cases.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can, help out with that. Now, you say you don't want to shop, that's all cool, right?
Yep.
Like I have staff members that love to shop,
mm-hmm.
but we also do accept monetary donations,
mm-hmm.
and then we just, at the end of the day on the 7th, we just get what we need.
Yeah.
And so, and then it's by precise count, obviously, if the, because the registration closes today. So, we are so thankful for all of the donations that have come in so far and the monetary donations that have come in. But the reality is we don't have enough yet. So,
yeah.
we want to get all these 900 kids off, to a great start when they go to school early September. And, this is it can be a really, honestly, a light lift, right? If you can, folders, I think, are on sale right now for a quarter. So
mm-hmm.
even if you can do $1 worth, or maybe you can do $10 worth,
yeah.
whatever it is that works. But we really, we really appreciate the effort. And the really cool thing is United Way has been coordinating this effort since 2009.
Hmm.
And every year it just, it gets better. We learn from ourselves and
mm-hmm.
what we can improve on. But it also is just remarkable that for this long, the community just continues to say, hey, yes, mm-hmm. we want to do this. We want to make sure that it's happening. So we appreciate you. I also appreciate your consideration for helping us, in the next week,
mm-hmm.
Meet that mark.
When it comes to talking to people in the community about events, it's one of my favorite things to do. In part, I always admit with them, and I at least have in the past many times, I do it for content. I want to be able to bring it up on the air and say, hey, I talked to so-and-so, and they like this event or whatever. And I try to talk to multiple people about that. I've done this for years with the United Way and different events, and I've heard a lot of what I'm sure you have heard about United Way events and events in town in general with our nonprofits. This one is a more interesting one, and I hadn't really had this perspective until I talked to a lady, I want to say last weekend, about this, where I always express why this is important to me, and I was one of these kids, and how much it could have benefited me, and seeing the opposite of that with my fellow students that had all their supplies and so many of these things. When I was talking to her, she got giddy right away and immediately said it made her think of her kids when they were little and buying them supplies. But when her kids are much, much older, and she was much older, and for her, the supplies were like four or five things when they were in school. And now what's asked of parents, and she's just, my mind is boggled or something, she said, along the lines of, you know, how any parent can do this nowadays. She wasn't saying just, you know, a single mom and dad or dad or something like that. She means just any family is being able to do that. And so much of it for her was, this is important. And I said, well, I just thought I'd ask, you know, well, it sounds like your kids had it, you know, okay, and all that. Why is it important to you? It's like, well, it just is. And I thought it was such a great answer. I know it might seem simple to people, but you think about this. When we talk about different events going on with you, Terry, or other nonprofits, one of the first things we do is address why we're doing this. We don't have to do that with this. We don't have to spend 10 minutes telling everybody why it's important kids have school supplies and everything. They get it. They know. We've all been there. We've all been in school. And whether you are like me and you didn't have the supplies or you're somebody out there that did, you know how important these things are. And so when we can all get together as a community and help out with something that's so universal, controversy here or I don't know about this or anything. This is nothing but a good thing. And we can all be a part of it, whether it is just picking up a pack of pencils or it is a big monetary donation. Whatever you are doing, it is greatly appreciated, and you are impacting the future. And I don't dramatize things on purpose. I think that we have enough of that in society nowadays. I can't stress this enough. You are impacting the future. You truly are. You're making a difference. And when you can do that by buying a school supplies, how great does that feel? And it's not a heavy lift, let's be honest. If you need those locations, be listening, as Terry said at the end of the show, we'll name them for you. But I would say even just reaching out to me in general, and I will make sure that those supplies get to the United Way. Just reach out anytime, and keep in mind that you can find out all this information at uwswac.org. Head on over there and be sure to bookmark that page. Keep up to date on all the things they are doing. Even when this all ends with our this couple of months, it seems like it goes on for months. Well, it does go on for months and months, but it wraps up so quickly is what I mean, it feels like. Once that does, there will be another thing we'll be talking about, and looking forward to that with you, Terry. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. We love our friends over there. Got some great specials going on. And, of course, they have their Friday night fish fries happening over there. Head on over, check that out. And keep in mind that they are going to be closed next week, August 4th through the 11th, for vacation. And Storytime with Kathy McGrath is this Saturday. So take that in as well and say hi to Kathy for us while you're at it. Head on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards and enjoy yourself with our friends at El Cafe. We appreciate them not only sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club, but giving us an opportunity at the beginning of every month to announce a winner. That winner or winners get two $20 gift certificates to take on over to El Cafe. That's why we encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. You can email us info@wfhr.com, direct message us on our Facebook pages, or you can call on up through the Civic Media app, text us through there, or call up at 715-424-2600. Pam is joining Terry and I for this segment. Good to have you here, Pam.
Thank you. Good morning.
Oh, so appreciate the time. We'll get to you in just a moment. But first, we got to make Terry work, in part because this is her one show this month. So I'm going to make her work the next 2 hours like crazy, everybody. I'm gonna, Terry, I need you to, we have 35 possible qualifiers last month. I need a 1 through 35.
Wow.
Yeah.
19.
Ooh, 19. Okay, 19. That is, there we go. All right. We got our qualifier, and that is Jim and Patsy St. Martin.
Congratulations.
There we go. Now it's official. Parts on Jim and Patsy. Congratulations. Hope you all have a great day. They celebrated their anniversary a little bit in the middle of the month, I think they did. So we wish them a good one. Enjoy. Celebrate all over again. And now you got a free lunch or dinner or whatever you use it for. Two $20 gift certificates going to Jim and Patsy St. Martin. That could be you. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We'll announce that again before we wrap up the show. We do have a number of different birthdays and anniversaries to go on for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Terry, I need a 1 or a 2.
2.
All right, because it's that one. Need another 1 or a 2.
1.
All right. And one more.
One.
Right, nice.
Two,
nicely
one,
done.
One.
Just keep going, yeah. All right, so there we go. We got ourselves our qualifiers. We get right into the celebrating. And Pam, we had a special one we wanted to highlight first.
Yes, it's my sister-in-law's birthday today, Marie Kazuba. She lives here in Wisconsin Rapids, and we'll be celebrating her birthday starting today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's like the head of our household, the Hilke family, and our my just adorable, sweet sister-in-law.
She has a beautiful name, too.
Yes,
that's a
Marie.
Beautiful name.
Marie Rose.
And it's very cool, and we appreciate you sharing that with us. Marie, we wish you a great day. Enjoy your day. We appreciate
birthday.
All you do. And we also want to wish a very happy birthday to Judy Paul, Randy's wife.
Happy birthday, Judy.
Happy birthday.
Oh, Randy, you better be rolling out the stops today.
Yeah. That's why Randy's not on Playmakers today. He's busy.
Perfect.
He's taking care of that. But we wish Judy a great one. Judy's awesome. Have a great birthday, Judy. Enjoy your day. And as a side note, we do have an anniversary to celebrate, Pam. Another reason why I wanted you in here. Today it marks the 3 years. 3 years we have been with Civic
three
Media.
Years.
Civic Media bought over us from Hard Wisconsin Media 3 years ago on this day. It became official. That is pretty cool. Wanted to note that.
Very, very nice. Thank you, Sage.
Mm-hmm. And now we look at our local birthdays here. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Dale Schoeneman.
Happy birthday, Dale.
Happy birthday.
Dale, have a great one. Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one, sir. And we wish a very happy birthday to Deanne Collins, our qualifier for today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy the day, Deanne. Hope it's a good one for you. I always like names like that. Deanne, that's a great name. Yeah, enjoy your day. And we take a look at Saturday, where we wish a happy birthday to Deb Bone.
Happy birthday,
happy
Deb.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy the day, Deb. Hope it's a great one for you. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier on Saturday, Dave Schatzman, celebrating 81 years young.
Happy birthday. Oh, happy we're right birthday. On the same page here, Pam. We're
going to
start
today.
Singing.
I like it. I like it. Got harmonies going. Dave's our neighbor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our neighbor. Right near
nice.
Us here.
So.
You, Terry, I believe you were working that day that Dave came in with the sign outside our
like
window.
All of a sudden you get that out of your peripheral. Yeah, you know, it's like, wait, what's behind me?
Appreciate you, Dave.
All right.
Wishing you a good day, sir. And you're our qualifier. You can thank Terry for that. You're our qualifier. And also, we want to wish Civic Media's own Lewis Collins a happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Enjoy the day, Lewis. Enjoy the day.
Oh, I've got another one on the second. It's my cousin and her husband, Mark and Judy Bakken.
Mm.
And they live in Appleton, and I believe it's their 51st wedding anniversary.
Oh, nice.
So Judy grew up here in Wisconsin Rapids and went to grade school and high school here in Rapids. And
Pam, you guys are going to be eating a lot of cake this weekend.
I know.
You're a lot of
right.
birthday cake this weekend.
There's nothing wrong with cake.
No. That's fantastic. Just invite me over. I'll help you with it. I've been known to help with cake. We take a look at Sunday, August 3rd, birthdays. First up, Civic Media's own Kevin Kellogg. We want to wish happy birthday. Enjoy the day, Kev.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And we wish happy birthday to Deb Tellickson. Deb's awesome. Happy birthday, Deb.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day. And our qualifiers on Sunday, Jim and Valeria Johnson.
Valeria.
Thank you. Another reason why Pam is here today. Jim and Valeria, happy anniversary. Happy 62nd anniversary, you two.
Yes, Woo. Happy anniversary.
Wow, that's a good one. Happy 62nd, you guys. Enjoy. And wow, the two beautiful names right there. Really good names, really. And we see who you share your birthdays and anniversaries with for today and this weekend. Run through a handful of these for today. Jason Momoa is 46. Aquaman in the Justice League and Game of Thrones, a couple of other things. One of the funnier pictures you will see is Jason Momoa walking with his security team. Who are just two guys that are just like way lower and smaller and shorter than him because he's a big guy. I'm not sure he really needs them, but I think it's nice to give them jobs.
I think it's for show. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Carry his water.
Let's see here. Sam Mendes is 60, wrote and directed the World War I movie 1917. He's also a great director, directed American Beauty, Road to Perdition, Skyfall, Spectrum, a couple of James Bond movies. Road to Perdition is one of the more underrated, like I think, sneaky good movies that came out in recent years, last 20 years. Beautiful movie. The cinematography, Tom Hanks, like you've never seen him before. Really good movie. Let's see here. Chuck D is 65, lyricist and rapper for Public Enemy, one of the greatest lyricists of all time. He shares a birthday with Joe Elliott, who is 66, Def Leppard's lead singer. They're the lone lead singer. Def Leppard's always had the same guy, Joe Elliott. They had a run there, Def Leppard, for a while there. Michael Penn is 67, wonderful singer and actor, singer and writer. Let's see here. And then some people no longer with us, like Jerry Garcia, born on this day in 1942, passed away in 1995. Of course, lead songwriter and member of the Grateful Dead. Dom DeLuise, born on this day in 1933, comedy legend. Dom DeLuise had a lot of good movie roles, a lot of cameos, Cannonball Run and movies like that. But I think my everlasting memory of Dom DeLuise is always on The Tonight Show. And him and Burt Reynolds and Johnny Carson. And basically, like, the cameras were on, but it didn't matter. They were just up there talking and laughing. Dom DeLuise, like, hearing him in interviews years and years later, he would go into those and he was determined, I'm going to make, who can I make laugh more, Johnny or Burt Reynolds? And he would just sit there trying to make them laugh. And just, you know, it didn't matter. Like, nowadays, you go on a talk show, you have an agenda. You know, back then you just showed up. You're like, hey, you know, you guys want to talk? Let's talk. It's nighttime. Let's have a drink and we're going to talk. And it's comedy gold watching any of those. Dom DeLuise was hilarious. Ziggy cartoonist Tom Wilson, born in this day in 1931.
Oh, I kind of forgot about Ziggy.
That's a good one. Yeah. Herman Melville, born in this day in 1819. Author of Moby Dick. And many other greats. And Francis Scott Key, born in 1779, passed away in 1843, of course, wrote the Star Spangled Banner in 1814. One of the greater stories of a song is the story of how the Star Spangled Banner was written. It's amazing. It's a fantastic story. Taking a look at Saturday birthdays, Kevin Smith, wonderful director, 55. Mary Louis Parker is 61. She was had a couple of good hits here and there, but she was on The West Wing, and I think that's where most people remember her. And then Carol O'Connor would have been celebrating a birthday on Saturday. Archie Bunker, all in the family. Sheriff Gillespie in The Heat of the Night. A couple of really great roles for him over the years. And let's see here. Just wrapping up, we have Sunday birthdays. Tom Brady is 48 on Sunday. Many consider him the GOAT. Terry and I don't. Joe Montana. No, I'm not. I'm not trying to speak for you there. I just
you
know
can.
You're a Montana guy.
You can.
Tom Brady, one of the greatest of all time. Very curious to see if he gets... So one of the things that made Tom Brady what he is him growing and getting better as an athlete. And I'm curious to see if he takes that same approach as an announcer. Because because
there's a lot of room for growing and getting better.
A lot of room. There is no way in the world Tom Brady would have that job if he wasn't Tom Brady.
But, you know, I'll give him a little credit. Mm-hmm. On the athlete side, though, that is true. I mean, he did really grow and get better and improve. You know what I mean? Like, he... as much as I, he's not my top, but no, I mean, you have to give him credit.
You gotta. A guy that was drafted in like the 7th round, wasn't given much of a chance or anything like that, and got where he did because he believed in himself, kept working at it, and kept working on the craft, and no pun intended with their owner, no Robert Kraft. And that's also something to be said too for an organization believing in a guy and sticking mm-hmm. with him and everything. There were a couple of times there where early on in his career, they felt like, well, this is the offense that's doing this. It's not Tom. We could throw almost anybody in there. And there were times they might have thrown Jimmy Garoppolo in there and some of those things. It's really interesting. And then just to top it all off, he goes and proves that it's not just Belichick that he can win. And he goes and wins a Super Bowl in Tampa Bay. Incredible career. I'm not a fan at all. But to your point, Terry, I don't know how, if you like sports, how you can't sit back now. He can't hurt us anymore. He's not playing. You know, there's no harm in looking at it and being like, wow, that was pretty amazing what that man accomplished. James Hetfield is 62, lead singer and songwriter for Metallica. Martha Stewart is 84 on Sunday. I didn't realize. I mean, I guess that makes sense that she's up to 80, her 80s, but I didn't think about that. Wow. John Landis is 75 on Sunday, director of Animal House, The Blues Brothers, American Werewolf in London, Trading Places, Coming to America, directed Michael Jackson's Thriller. One of the greatest directors and certainly one of the greatest comedic directors of all time. Animal House, Trading Places, The Blues Brothers.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
You had those on your resume, man. Like, I'd retire. Like, I'm good. Like, I'm done. I'm never going to top those. The incredible works.
And add Thriller.
Yes, right? Yeah, yeah. And then adding that on top of it. Yeah. Martin Sheen is 85 on Sunday. Well, one of the greats. The West Wing, Badlands, Apocalypse Now, Gandhi, Wall Street, Gettysburg. So many great roles in his career. And the legend Tony Bennett would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday. Born in 1926, passed away in 2023. Most TV shows, movies, they show an Italian household and they got Sinatra playing or something like that. My nana didn't mind Sinatra, but it was always Dean Martin and Tony Bennett. That's what I grew up on. Those two, and my papa would play Johnny Cash or Patsy Cline or something like that. And those were the musicians that I really remember hearing really early on from them. Tony Bennett's voice, unlike those other musicians I mentioned, I don't know that his voice really changed that much as he got older, which is really weird. It's just interesting. He took such good care of it and was such an amazing artist. We're going to wrap it up there. We wish everybody celebrating out there happy birthdays and anniversaries. Celebrate with our friends at El Cafe. Get on over there. When Terry and I get back, we'll be giving away some free Culvers with the Culver Star of the Day. Pam, thanks a lot for sitting in.
Oh, you're welcome.
It was fun. That was fun.
Thanks.
We'll be back with more show coming up right here on Mornings at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up and get the answer right at 715-424-2600. Or, of course, you can just call up through the Civic Media app. You can't text us, though. That doesn't work. You got to call it, whether the app or just calling up the old school, however you need to.
We want
to
hear your voice.
We got to hear from you, and we got to hear your answer. And you can win this not only a kids meal and an adult meal from Culvers. I'm going to throw in five rafter tickets. I'm throwing in five rafter tickets, everybody. Ow. I'm doing that. I do want to, as a side note, remind everybody that we have our free ticket Fridays going on with our Brewers as well. We'll be getting into that more next hour. Be listening for that, everybody. But for now, we're giving away free Culvers. We got rafter tickets to go along with it. We want you to call up and get this answer to our TV theme song, everyone. Can you guess which TV theme song this is? Call up if you can at 424-2600 and let us know. Okay. All right, let's see if we got an answer here. Good morning. What's your answer?
That would be the Flintstones.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Nice job. I think he was trying to throw people with the instrumental version.
Yes, I was. I was. Yeah, look at the winning bell.
I'm like, do I? No, I'm calling.
Yeah, so, well, you got it.
I really wanted to do Saturday morning cartoons as we're getting ready, you know, closer to the school year and everything. And the Flintstones' famous theme song, of course, starts out with that, you know, Velma and all that. And there was too many clues. So I wanted to try the instrumental. I had a backup if nobody called in, but thankfully you did. Thank you so much. Who are we talking to?
Michelle.
Michelle, thank you so much for listening and playing along. What town are you calling us from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
Right on. Got ourselves a Rapids winner. Growing up, were you a fan of the Flintstones?
Oh, yeah. That came on right after the Smurfs and the Gummy Bears.
Yes, it did. Oh, Michelle, you're my people. Yes. Yeah. They're sitting there with my sister watching all three of those. And I think, what was the other one? There was another one that came. There's something else. But yeah.
Thundercats.
It was Thundercats. It was right out with us. Yeah.
You know, James, I hate to burst your bubble, but I don't think Saturday morning cartoons are a thing anymore.
No, I'm heartbroken that they're not. I wake up Saturday mornings and there's nothing but news in this, you know.
You get cartoons all the time now.
Yeah.
Kids are spoiled.
They are.
Heck.
No, you grabbed a box of dry cereal and sat in front of the TV.
Because you might miss something.
Yep. Yeah. You couldn't miss a thing either. No. Ghostbusters. That was another one that was a great one. Weird one, but a good one. So many great ones, and so great talking with you, Michelle. Thank you so much for listening and playing along. You're our newest star of the day. Hang on the phone just a little bit. Want to get a little information from you off air. Thanks so much for listening, Michelle.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
That was awesome.
That was a good one. We'll keep doing those. We'll see if we can get some more Saturday cartoons. Be on the lookout for those, everybody. And, of course, I like to remind the audience, I don't do this often enough, though. If you guys have suggestions for the star of the day, I don't mind those. That's fine. You can go ahead and send me those. We've been doing this for a long time with our friends from Culver's. I have gone through a lot of material. We've been doing this for almost 10 years. So we appreciate Culver's so much, and I bring that up, Joe, in jest, but also to give Culver's a shout out. I think you guys all understand. They don't have to advertise. Like, period. Like, Culver's is good. They're going to be all right. If they didn't advertise for a year, it would not affect their sales one bit. But Culver's does this because they put into their communities. They believe in their communities. And we believe in them, and we love their food. Get on over, get some Culver's for you today. Michelle certainly will be. We're going to talk to her, and we'll come back with some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Get that 80s, 90s feel today as Terry and I hang out together on a Friday. I hope you're all having a good one out there. Thank you so much for joining us, and a big thank you to Michelle playing along and being our newest star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Get on over to Culver's this weekend, everybody, and enjoy yourself. And we'll be listening. We'll have another edition of Star of the Day for you next Friday. We're looking forward to it.
It's not very nice of you to tease the beach. Cocktails.
No. You're absolutely right. It's wrong to do to you and me. I need to get to a beach. I need to get swimming. We did a story the other day about how the number of adults that don't go swimming every summer that regret it. And it was just really... There was a part of it that was comforting to me, to be honest, because I'm not alone. I'm not the only person that does this. And at the same time, it was kind of like, why do we do this to ourselves? We're the adults. We can go swimming if we want to. Get out there and swim.
I don't care about swimming.
No. I didn't know that.
Okay. I mean, I have nothing against it, but
you know,
I don't
like... It
makes
perfect sense when you said it, though.
But I don't like need to go swimming, you know? Okay. I'm fine being by the water, walking on the beach, kind of thing.
I feel a need for the water. Doesn't rhyme, doesn't sound as
really?
Good.
Really?
This is an interesting study I came across, Terry, wanted to talk about. A study found humans might have the genes needed to hibernate. We just have to tweak them to do it. Experts say it could unlock all sorts of new treatments for things like diabetes and obesity. Animals that hibernate can lose weight quickly without affecting their health. Now, granted, this is all stuff that whatever is going to come of this story isn't going to happen today. It isn't going to happen in the next hour. This is going to take some time. The science, scientists are looking at this, working on it. And I don't believe necessarily that we're going to get to a day and age where humans are actually hibernating. But I run a morning show, and we like to have fun content to talk about, and I think this is a fun topic. If you could hibernate, would you? And what season would you hibernate from, like we asked Brittany earlier? Brittany, for those that didn't hear, chose spring. She had a number of different reasons, and I think also being a meteorologist in spring seems difficult. So, yeah, I don't blame her. That's a good one. If you could, would you, Terry? And do you have a season?
Really? You're asking?
I'm asking for the audience. I know the answers. if we're doing a game here, I know what I'm holding up. I know the season I'm holding up instantly right now. We're kind of in it.
Yeah. I mean, for sure, summer, if I had to pick one. But except, you know, then I have to, my brain go, like, I have to layer on all these things. If it was just me that I have to consider. I mean, I probably wouldn't pick summer because that's when my kids are around. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But just in general, if I had to pick one to get rid of, it would for sure be summer, then spring.
I like that. I want to hear from the audience. 715-424-2600. Call up, join the conversation. You can do so through the Civic Media app as well. And now you can text us. You can text us your answers as well if you want to through the app. What season would you hibernate? Would you hibernate? And if you did, were to, what one would you hibernate during? It seems so easy to say winter. So I don't want to say winter for me. It does feel like it.
Well, don't say fall. You'll break my heart.
No, fall's my favorite season, so I'm certainly not doing
that. I was
going
to say, fall's the best.
I think I'm with Brittany on this one. I think I'm going to say spring. I think in part because spring, I think we romanticize it a little bit. We get like a couple of good days of spring. Most of it is rain and slush and a lot of that.
I think you have to have a frame of mind for spring.
Good point.
New life and rejuvenation and all of that. And there's no way I would hibernate for spring because then I'd wake up and it'd be 100 degrees.
That's a good point.
There's no easing into
it. That's a fair point right there.
Go to sleep when it's minus 10, wake up when it's 100.
It makes better content if I fight against it, just the silliness of doing a morning show. But I noticed this last winter, and maybe it's winters are feeling a little more tame or a little shorter or whatever it is. I don't know. I like having winter. I don't mind it. I don't like slush. I don't like being cold. But I kind of enjoy winter now. I kind of enjoy what it does. There's so many moments of it that I'm enjoying more and more as I'm getting older that I didn't expect. That's a twist for me in the end here. Younger me would have easily said winter and wouldn't have thought twice about it and just would have kept moving. I kind of enjoy winter now. There's aspects of it I really value. There's a part that I like about in the Midwest that I don't know if enough of us really, we're so close to it, we can see it, but I really experienced this a lot when I was out west. There, everybody, there's no reason not to be outside. There's no reason not to be doing things and a lot of that. And that's awesome. That's great. It has plenty of advantages. Here, we have a couple of months where there's just not much getting out. And so you're kind of stuck inside, but you're not stuck. You're with people. You're with friends. You're with family. You're doing things indoors together. It's not like we just stop and just sit there and do nothing. We do things. We actually keep pretty active in the winter. It's just not really outdoor stuff we're doing. Not to say we don't do outdoor activities, but we do much more indoors. And we're talking to each other. We're interacting with each other. We're being more human in the winter together.
But I think there are a fair number of people that are, you know, a little more isolated and, you know, with the extended darkness and, you know, just all of those things that winter does, I think, negatively or adversely affect some people.
And the lack of sunshine affects everybody. Some just don't, some more than others, and some people don't even pick up on that it does. But it affects everybody. That's just science. The lack of vitamin D, the lack of that old lucky old sun definitely has an effect. So there's no getting around that. But this is an interesting story. The fact that the tweaking it takes isn't that crazy, isn't a wild thing. Now it's going to take forever for a long time for them to figure it out, but just that we even have the capability of being able to hibernate. Hibernating is not just falling asleep, it's being able to store food and energy for long amounts of time. That's a pretty cool thing to think of, that we can do it. Hopefully you never have to use it,
right?
You know, but it's kind of cool to think that humans have that in them.
I mean,
as well,
I wouldn't mind using some of my stored
I don't know if anybody saw this. I did not get the chance to see it. Netflix and NASA joined forces yesterday to broadcast the launch of SpaceX Crew 11 mission to the space station. Was called off. The launch was called off just 1 minute before the liftoff was due to bad weather. But they will eventually show the broadcast. And this is one of the, I think, positives of streaming. Network television doesn't do this kind of thing really anymore. They used to when we were kids. We don't really get to see space launches anymore. I, for one, still find that stuff awesome and very cool to see. So I think it's kind of cool that they're doing that. I encourage people to keep a lookout for it if you're interested in it too. And of course, we cover vegetable news around here. It's a big part of what we do. We have our vegetable segment, Veggie Time. I don't know. I'm making all
Veggie
that up.
Tales.
Veggie Tales. I wanted to make a
Remember that show?
No, I didn't grow up on VeggieTales.
Me either, but I just remember it.
My kids didn't.
That would have been like your kids' era, I feel like.
Yeah, but I mean, you think about it, a Jewish household, I mean, probably not going to be playing VeggieTales.
So what, you're watching Teletubbies instead?
No. My ex-wife and I had two shows that we agreed on instantly, and back then there wasn't much we agreed on. We still joke about this to this day. Teletubbies and Barney. Our kids were not watching it. They just weren't watching that. My kids and I, they have no idea what Barney is.
None. Oh, they do.
Yeah, they do. Vegetables. Vegetable news. A study found potatoes and tomatoes are related. This is going to make very interesting.
Did the toes give it away?
Yeah, that was perfect. It was great. I'm curious to know what the family reunions are going to be like for both of them. That's going to be very interesting.
I like both. I'm good with both.
A wild tomato got it on with a breed of a potato plant.
Oh, come on.
9 million years ago. 9 million years ago that happened. So this has been, how do we not know this until now? I thought that was quite interesting. So that's where modern day potatoes came from, though, is they originated from tomatoes. That's really interesting. Noteworthy considering where
we
are.
How do you fact check 9 million years ago? I mean, come on.
No. So I do a lot of digging into these and I find it really curious. And I think that a great example is cutting open a tree.
Digging potatoes?
It's great. You got to call me out on that one. Yes, I didn't even see that. It's a little similar to that, you know, where we find out the age of a tree by cutting it open and all that. So much of this is basically taking a potato and cutting it open and digging deeper and deeper and deeper until you really, into the molecules, into the just, you know, the every little aspect of it to where you go down this rabbit hole.
I remain skeptical.
It's really interesting. And all that being said, Terry, I completely understand that. I completely understand it. I think that we, those of us that love science, those of us that really enjoy these things and think these stories are cool, have to also be understanding of not everybody thinks it's as interesting or cool. And for some people, it's just kind of like, ah, you know, there's, I believe that one of the more important things you learn as you get older is choosing your battles. Choosing your battles wisely. And this is not one that Terry, you need to understand.
You're not going to die on this hill?
No. I mean, believe whatever you believe. And I mean, go with whatever you're going to go with on this stuff. I don't know. There's too many other important things, I feel like, that are much more important than our potatoes and tomatoes related. Or they just sound alike. Yeah, I said it. They sound alike. I know that's controversial. No. Kraft Mac and Cheese is unleashing a new pizza flavor for a limited time. They say its bold and savory notes of garlic and classic Italian spices capture the essence of a classic slice in every bite. It's mac and cheese, man.
But, you know,
I don't know
people
about
will
that.
Eat it. I think people will eat it.
Oh, young people will
definitely
eat it.
You know, after I frowned on it when you first said it, I was thinking about it that there's way worse flavors they could introduce.
Yeah,
like,
that's a good
way,
point.
Yeah, way.
It's
so
a very strong point.
Take the pizza mac and cheese, and I'm sure if you went into some sort of gourmet mac and cheese kind of restaurant, I use lightly, of course, but you know what I mean. Like, I'm sure there's pizza flavor. It's just Kraft hasn't done it. So, and it's limited time. So,
yeah,
puts a little urgency on it, but then we also know it's going to go away.
It's. You know, one of the things that I won't speak for others, I forget about when I was young, because I wasn't too much like this when I was younger, but my brother and sister really were like most kids out there. You're discovering taste. You're discovering your taste buds, and therefore you want to challenge them. So you're taking these sour, you know, all the candies that we ate when we were growing.
Warheads.
Yeah, all the crazy stuff that would blow up in our heads, you know, in our mouth or whatever, and the sparkling in our mouth or whatever.
Pop rocks.
That's it. Pop rocks. All these wild things that we try to do that are designed for kids because they like to try weird, tasty things, and you know, either it's really, really hot or it's really sour or whatever it is. I think that's where they're going with this in a lot of ways, well, is younger people that like to do that.
Mac and cheese is like, I mean, I feel like it's always been a staple, right? Like,
oh,
didn't
yeah.
you? I mean, we grew up on mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Everybody did.
Yeah.
But it's even more so, more elevated now with kids. Like, it's just a total go-to, and you find it on kids' meal, you know, restaurant meals all over the place. So I just feel like we don't question it when chips or Doritos come out with all of these different flavors. So why wouldn't mac and cheese do it?
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah. No, yeah, 100%.
It's no more work for us. You still just add the milk and butter.
Agreed. So they're unleashing this. Kraft says the pizza flavor is now available for purchase at retailers across the U.S. and will remain available throughout the back-to-school season. Plus, if you live in New York City, Chicago, or Detroit, you may be able to order this mac and cheese for delivery through GoPuff, or whatever that is, grocery delivery service. There's another grocery service?
You know, not to get off of Kraft, because I actually like Kraft mac and cheese, but think about like a homemade mac and cheese now that had some little mini pepperonis in it and a little marinara, and then it would still be like cheddar mac and cheese, but then it would have a mozzarella like top.
Oh, I'm eating that. I'm eating that. That sounds amazing. Now, I will admit, if you cut me open, my blood is marinara. I'm just basically marinara. That's what I am. So you had me there, but that sounds really good.
You could do something.
Did you just come off that with the top of your head?
Like, yeah, I was just amazing. Thinking about
it. Sounds really good. The options will be available starting this Friday, so today. Kraft says it'll be delivered in as little as 15 minutes in a custom Kraft mac and cheese delivery box. If you're ordering through in one of those major cities or whatever. Otherwise, it's got a kind of a pizza box, the typical Kraft box, but a little more pizza flavored or pizza looking and stuff. They're going to keep trying different things like this. I'm happy to talk mac and cheese. Like you said, I'm happy that mac and cheese has become such a big staple for things, because it's a good one. It's one of the more reliable. It's filling, too. It's filling.
I laugh when, you know, like kids are like, oh, yeah, mac and cheese or whatever. And I'm like, dude, we had this when we were kids, too.
Yeah.
It's not new.
I've been trying something a little new, but I've done this in years past. I just haven't kept up on it. I want to start doing it more and more. I want to end each hour of our show with a good story of the day. We always do this, of course, with the end of the show, but even our end of our first hour. And a mailman in Texas named Ian Burke adopted a dog he remembered from his old postal route. The owner was a Vietnam vet who recently passed away, and his dog Floyd ended up at a shelter. Ian found out, but had to wait to make sure no one related to the guy claimed Floyd. He stood outside the shelter waiting for it to open the first day Floyd went for adoption. A woman who runs the shelter said it was great to see that the old myth about mailmen and dogs isn't true.
Oh, cute. And you know what's awesome for that puppy is he's got to recognize him, you know, on some level.
How cool is that story? We'll be back with more show, everybody.